I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to another episode of the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
I'm Gertie.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films, then chimes in when we need him. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got The Chocolates, that is a win. And by that, what I mean is We Got The Chocolates is a phrase that we say to signify you won. Just to give a little bit more context, if you're a first-time listener, it probably makes no sense. So there you are. There's that up front. Chips, hot chips, super rooster, Toowoomba. It's Gertie said it last week, and we were like, that's pretty rare. And I had no idea what was happening. And then we've since put it on TikTok and a lot of support for Gertie's recommendation, Super Rooster Toowoomba. So we're literally going to have to go and try them. You've never tried them, have you, Skin?
No, not at all. I'd never heard of them.
Have you ever tried them, Gertie?
Yeah. No, it was a blind recommendation.
Mikus, have you ever tried them?
I haven't.
Well, there's only one thing for it, really.
Just go over there and toast us.
No, I was going to say we won't do anything about it as per usual, and then we'll just continue taking Gertie's word for it.
I think you should just take my word for most things moving forward anyway. So.
Yeah, that's true. I can believe how much support that got. Yeah. Amazing. Hot chips. Also a bit of confusion
best in
about
the world still has to be a big call, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe we need some other.
Okay.
So we could be some other recommendations. Like if you're in the US listening and you feel like you've got hot chips, a lot of people confused by the fact that we called them chips too. Because like chips can be hot, but also in Australia, but also chips can be cold / room temperature.
Cooked, but cooled down.
Chips can also be part of our golf performance that was really good
and
yesterday.
And also what you might use at the casino.
Nice,
well.
Exactly.
What else can chips be part of?
You've got your wood chips, obviously, which I stole from Lee.
And which John Williamson stole from you. Mm-hmm. Rip, rip, wood chip, turn it into paper.
Yep. Tune, that's a wonderful song. And then your chips out of things.
Lucky out of the table here. There's a chip out of the table.
Yeah. Might chip your tooth.
And chip off the old block.
Oh, nice. I think we've covered chips enough. Mm. Mikus, nothing to do with chips, so hard to make a Subway.
What?
It is hard to make a Subway. As we've always said, the sandwich artists, they don't get enough of it.
So,
right. But also hard to make a segue. But your friendship with Skin, you had a great example this week, I think, of just a caring, kind friend.
Yeah. So on probably Thursday or Friday last week, I've headed out to get a coffee. Mm. I've noticed Skin's coffee card for across the road. There's one coffee left to purchase and then he gets a free one. And I sort of picked it up and gone, you know what? He's going to have a little treat when he gets here Monday morning because he's going to get a free coffee. So I popped over, got a coffee, put the card in my pocket, forgot to get it stamped. And then I've gone home and realized it's still in my pocket and not stamped. And now I've since lost it.
Is it a cardboard? Like, is it made of cardboard, the card?
Yeah.
And so do you reckon that you put those pants through the wash?
Doubt it.
See the conundrum.
It's nice to be unhygienic in that scenario.
Yeah. So it could still be safe.
Yeah.
Different topic.
I don't know where it is.
This reminds me, how many times do you reckon you can wear, would you wash shorts less regularly than you would wash shirts?
100%.
I think so.
You can wear shorts a lot more days in a row, can't you?
Yeah. I think two's fine. I wouldn't get more than two.
You'd say three's a crowd.
Yep.
In this in short scenario.
I'd say three's a green.
No,
two I reckon's fine if you're not doing much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. One day in a shirt, wash.
If you're not doing much, I'd go two in a shirt, it's fine.
Easy.
What if dinner in a shirt only at night, you can rewear that the next day, surely?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so it's more the sweat factor.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Good. Not sure how we got onto that. Mikus, good friend. Well done. Mm. So no coffee for Skin.
No,
No free coffee.
Yeah, so I spent $45 on coffees and was about to get a free one, and now I'll just never get it.
Yeah, but
I had to start a new car this morning.
This will be good. Go, Mika, so it's allow space for your butt.
Oh, I wish I didn't say butt. No, I actually did go and buy a skin of coffee because I did that.
Oh, so you got
so when I do now. Find the card, that's my coffee. Just kidding. It's skins. I love you. I'm a good friend. This is great.
Let's get on to joke of the week. They can be left for us, and we enjoy listening to them. It's at wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave them on the chalk line there. This week, I believe it was sent in by Oscar, and we chose it this week. I think Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, our producer, he chose it because Oscars were this week, or last week, recently. There you go.
G'day, lads. Studied a bit of horse anatomy back in high school, and it wasn't a very popular class, so there was only one other person in there with me. It was my neighbour. Cheers, lads. All the best.
That was good. That was good.
That's good.
That's your best one so far, Dave.
Well done. You're back. That's not
his best one so far.
Yeah, well, he's
do you remember the other ones?
Yeah, I know.
Comfortably.
We shouldn't be applauding 2 out of 10 jokes. I'm sorry.
Well, he's only chosen 3. Yeah. One got him on report.
No, as in, that was a 2 out of 10, and that's the best one so far. So we shouldn't still be applauding that.
I'm pretty happy with that
joke.
Yeah,
that's not a 2.
I feel like that's a pretty a stable entry, if you know what I'm saying.
See, that's better.
That's a bit better.
That is. That is absolutely. He's done that in a canter, mate.
Skid, can you stop horsing around over there?
Honestly, mate.
Is that even a saying? Does that even make
sense? What? Off in a canter?
Yeah.
Or horsing around? Yeah. Horsing around's a saying.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What fucking rock are you been living on, champ?
Skid. Okay. You're having a rough trot here, Skid.
Cheats on seats.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
I really don't think you do, Skid.
No. Skid, I've got an equestrian for you.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, giddy up out of here, Skid.
Come on. Okay, just better be right. Fucking ready to do
it. Yeah, I've got a written joke.
Oh, you've
got
to do that.
I guarantee it won't be good, anything better than the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is that 2 minutes worth?
2 minutes, yeah.
All right, it's
2 minutes is a long time, isn't it? As I always say.
Yeah, I've been trying to say that for years. Years.
All right, written joke sent in by Mike. Mike, open bracket, Lionel, don't ask Walsh.
I thought you were going to say something very different there. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. So I know he tells us not to ask, but I don't get that at all. So sorry.
Mike, Lionel, don't ask.
Lionel, don't ask.
Is it Lionel,
don't ask?
Yeah.
Is he saying Lionel's not a great name, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Or maybe he's saying it's a wonderful flooring.
Sorry for reading that out then.
Give us.
Why would he have said it?
Give us your 3 favourite Lionels.
Richie.
Yep.
Messi.
Yep. Hutz. AKA Miguel Sanchez.
I was again going to say flooring. So
that was just for you. I teamed that out for you, just for you, buddy.
Is this Simpsons?
Yeah,
what the fuck's happening?
Yeah. I'm going to assume it is. Everyone's nodding. It's definitely a Simpsons reference.
Oh, it's so good. Isn't it fucking great?
Skid, you got that written joke?
Yeah, whenever you're fucking ready, get your
all right, Mike. Went to go to my tobacconist the other day, got there, and it had been turned into a haberdashery.
Oh.
Anyone know what a haberdashery is?
I'll look
it
up.
Isn't it like they do like cushions and stuff like that?
Yeah,
have I got that right? Like
articles of clothing, sewing equipment,
yeah,
things
that type
for
of
knitting,
stuff.
That
yeah.
sort of stuff.
So, really?
Yeah. So, went to my tobacconist the other day, got there and found out it had been turned into a haberdashery.
Mm.
Clothes, but no cigar.
Bang.
Good.
Good.
Real good.
Real good.
Very good.
Mainly for the fact that it's quite educational. I can't imagine there's too many people listening that know what a haberdashery is. I said that right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I hope so, because that's how I said it.
Did you know what it was?
I'm going to say they don't exist anymore. There you
haberdasheries.
Go. I just made that up.
They've been replaced by clothing stores now.
I think people still sell sewing equipment somewhere. So.
Yes, that's in Janome. A home economics class.
Janome.
Yeah. What was the joke we did about Janome?
You said, do you know me? And I said, one for the sewing machine fans out there or something like that. Yeah.
Jeez, we've had some good gear on this podcast.
Honestly, we're not getting paid fucking nearly enough.
And we don't rehearse it. That's the other funny thing, Skin. I did rehearse this part, joke of the week. Brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. 5 great tasting beers.
Don't need to rehearse that because you just tell them the truth, mate.
Well, that is true. That's not rehearsed. That's just facts. I present facts.
Good. That's better than lying to people, I suppose.
Lying or lying to
Shut up.
I don't know if you guys saw this week, but the Australian Richest 250 list came out last week. None of us were on it.
How did we go? 251, unlucky.
Oh, just for the second year in a row, we just missed out.
$648 in my bank account. Yeah. Bugger.
You know what I noticed? Some people have a lot of money, hey?
Yes, mate. Yeah.
It's like, but like, do you know, I would have thought Taylor Swift was quite wealthy. She didn't feature prominently in the Australian Richest 250. No. But Taylor Swift, you'd think quite wealthy, right?
You'd think so, yeah.
Yeah, like 400 in the world, 40 in America, but yeah, like okay. Not even that. And she's a billionaire. Yeah, recently. Mm-hmm. $1 billion is a lot of money. That's 100. How many million?
1,000.
1,000 million.
1,000 million.
Yeah.
Heavens.
That's a lot of money.
That's so much.
So much.
Skin, get us some of that, would you?
Get us some of your fighters' billions. Yeah,
you're fucking worried about $45 spent on coffee.
How many free coffees could we get? Yeah, so some names.
Would be free.
Serious question. Like, if you had, like, you just shitloads, like, just a bucket.
Yeah.
How much would you spend on a coffee without, like, don't keep the change?
Oh, nice. Oh. Keep the change on your card's hard, and I'd never carry cash.
True. Yeah, no.
Keep the change. Neither. They've got a billion.
Like, if it was like a $4.80 coffee, and you just had like a 20, would you have just like a 20 in your wallet? You just go, yeah, just that'll do.
I don't know, but then I feel like people get rich by being quite.
Yeah, you don't get
fucking miserable.
But if you've already got billions.
I was going to say miserable. I was going to say frugal.
Yeah.
Norms.
Yeah,
potentially. I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine you'd stay quite frugal. I'd still be disappointed to be charged like $6.70 for a coffee. That'd be flattening.
Flattening.
The exact same thing. Well done. Actually, funny that you say that too, Skin. You set that up well because it was actually the inventor of the coffee machine, Gina Grindhart, that's actually at the top of the list with $50.48 billion. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but some other like names here that I thought were interesting. Harry, at number five, Harry Triggerboof.
The gun salesman, obviously.
You know what he actually does? Have you ever heard that name before?
Oh, give us a clue.
Nah. He's owner of Meriton.
Oh,
so we can trip. The reason he's a billionaire is because we stayed there last week, Skin.
Yeah.
For 2 nights.
Yeah. Another late day last week, too. Well done. Fucking 3 hours late. That was good on you. Well done.
We weren't late. Everyone else was late. We were fine.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. No,
genuine,
never your guys' fault.
Actually, while we're talking about it, there was no bin in our hotel room. So I reckon he's got to work on that.
He also, disappointed. Speaking of working on things, I got up there and my room wasn't unlocked.
To sleep
on the couch
experience.
For the first night.
What? Why didn't you just go downstairs?
Reception. Can you unlock
my
door?
That's exactly what we did. Yeah.
Well, we did do that, but like, for the sake of the story, I wanted to put some mayo.
Sorry. Yeah.
That was more mayo than sandwich.
Have you seen that before, though? It was
a three room.
There were three bedrooms, but like they just locked the doors if you only booked two or something. So I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
but we had booked two and only one was unlocked. So it was.
We had that great deal where it was buy two, get one.
Yeah, I love paying double. It's the best.
Literally. One of the great meal deals. Yeah. Buy two and just get a single one. Yeah.
And the bathroom door was locked. We just.
Yeah, did you book the bathroom?
Yeah.
Come on, Skin.
Where did you do
poo? Obviously, you've got to pay.
Yeah. And then the other ones I thought, Skin, who's Atlassian? Number 6 and 7, Mike and Scott. Must be. What do they do? Atlassian.
Well, it's a software company. They do sort of like work management stuff. They built Jira, which, manages tasks and tickets for projects and whatnot. And then they bought Trello. Wow. That's how you would know them.
Where I've seen the email. Yeah, if you've used Trello before. Seen it too.
No, but I think they went public. The company went public in 2015 for like $4.5 billion. So they were the first Australian billionaires from a tech startup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that is cool, Skin.
Yeah.
Well done on
how much would you gamble if you had $4.5 billion?
Oh.
Well, actually, funny you ask, Cody, because I wanted to look at what people do spend money on if they're that rich. And I found three great examples. And this isn't even billionaires. This is people that have won the lottery.
Yeah, nice.
And millionaires, right? So Evelyn Adams has won the lottery not once, but twice, and has burned through about $6 million at poker tables.
Holy shit. My days. How much did she win, though? Does it say?
It doesn't actually go on to say.
I'm nearly okay with it.
Sure. She won $5 million.
Like, if it was, say, 30,
Well, she's burned through six and won 30.
Let's say she won 30 and then, like, over the next period of time, she's burned through six
Oh, yeah. Well, surely poker. That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
But if you've got $6 million, you've lost $6 million.
If she's won 6.5 and burnt through six, there's some issues there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay. I can't imagine. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Another guy, Roger, won $3.2 million in lottery as well, spent tons of money trying to get his college band to the top of the music charts. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, didn't work. Band split up. And burn through all the money.
No.
See, that's absolutely ridiculous. That is. What's your name, Roger?
Roger. Have you guys got any examples of like purchases you made?
I'm sure my wife does.
We're not even that wealthy, but purchases you've made that you're probably not that happy with, Mikus. You're nodding.
Yeah. When I was 21,
mm-hmm.
I bought a black pug.
Oh,
like an actual dog.
Like a real dog.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars.
Nice.
And I still feel bad for doing this, but I gave the dog to a friend after about a month. I loved the dog for a month. I got it tattooed on myself. And unfortunately, that was also an impulse buy, and I still have the tattoo. Obviously.
Yeah. Although the tattoo now just looks like a black smudge.
Oh, it's terrible. But also, yeah, so don't obviously buy dogs if you don't plan on keeping them. But the dog also went to a way better home, which is good. But that was an impulse buy that I shouldn't have done.
Yeah, that sucks.
That is pretty impulsive. And like a living creature, which like mine's a surfboard. And I've never ever stood up on a wave. I did surf. I took it like four times and I went paddling and then it hurt my shoulders. And then some guy that was good at surfing said, "Oh, you just have to find your arms." And I never found them.
I've never heard anyone say that.
What does that mean? Because I was whinging about how hard paddling is. He's like, "Yeah, you get used to it. You just got to find your arms." And I did it for like 3 days and I was like, "Nah, this sucks. I'm never finding these things."
On that topic, is there anything worse than strangers giving you advice?
Was it a stranger?
Yeah, it was a stranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
It was Mick Fanning.
Idiot.
What does he know? Yeah, no. Well, I can't think of a ton of like big ticket items that I've wasted money on, but I remember when I still spend almost all of my excess cash on food, like takeaways and Guzman's and things like that. For some reason, I just love not cooking my food. But anyways, I remember when I was really young, I would have been maybe 12 or 13 and I'd been working some part-time job, maybe like reffing touch games or something, and I'd saved up my first $1,000 and I was like super excited about having $1,000.
You're almost on this list.
Yeah. I was like telling Mum I'm a thousandaire. I was real chuffed with myself. So I was real excited. And then I changed school in grade 8, so I was 13, started catching the bus, and the bus dropped me off outside of Domino's every day.
Nice.
Oh, that hurts.
And they were doing these little puff pancake things. Yeah, I was back to $0 in about 6 months.
That's a lot of money to spend on pancakes.
And like from Domino's, the pancakes.
Yeah, surely you could have gone to like Pancake Manor or something.
They were delicious.
I guess the bus would have had to drop you quite out of the way.
Dropped him in the city, get down to fucking Redlands.
We put it out to the Chockies as well on Instagram and got some interesting ones, particularly because I was spitting the dummy about my golf round yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of golfing related ones. This one from Stefan, I thought was brilliant. Golf balls, biggest waste of money. Might as well hit £1 coins every shot.
Nah. Gotta get good golf balls. You're going to get better. What's your name? Stefan.
Yeah. Luke brought a foot by foot piece of land in Scotland so that I could become a Lord title.
I like that. How drunk was that guy?
Lord Luke. There was a ring to it. Twilight in brackets vampire film. We're familiar. Yep. Betting on the eve of my 21st birthday, Gertie. I thought you'd like that one.
He's obviously not expecting any Ronnies, I'm sure.
See, I thought that might be a nice one for your little grow-up chat that you usually throw. On the golf topic as well, 3.5K on clubs to struggle to shoot under 100.
Oh, yeah.
Skin shot 60 on a par.
So many. I can't stress how many that is.
I understand, mate. I get how many it is. That was not meant to be public information.
Why I get angry, why I get frustrated, your swing is fine.
That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't you say this all the time.
But it's just,
it golf is a lot more than just having a nice swing. Not that mine's particularly nice. It's just fine.
It actually is. Like, it's more than fine. Okay. It's the best swing at this table, apart from obviously me.
Mate, I average 3.5 putts a hole. I'm never going to break 100.
Oh, you call you Victor. Putt, 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 putt.
Who the hell's Victor?
The lawnmower you fuck with.
Oh, no.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, blame the algorithm.
The algorithm's always right.
Nice.
So right. So right.
Oh, fuck.
Now when we haven't done like jingles for a while, you forget what they are.
Yeah. That one?
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Is it a Reebok or a Nike?
Oh, that's the greatest video ever. Oh, isn't
that? That really is.
Sometimes when we're real bored, me and Gody just send that video to each other.
It's just like over Instagram. We'll just like so find it again 6 months later.
And it goes for like 4 minutes, the full YouTube video.
Is
that
a Reebok or a Nike? Is it a Reebok or a Nike?
A Reebok or a Nike?
You got to watch the video if you haven't
seen it.
Have you seen it? You haven't seen that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So you know that song that we've done the jingle to? We've changed it to "The Algorithm's Always Right."
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah,
the original song is
"The Rhythm of the
Rhythm
Night."
Rhythm of the Night, and then there's a guy that does like a call, and he calls a radio station and asks them to play.
is it a Reebok or a Nike?
Okay, that's very funny.
Oh, very good. Blame the algorithm. Where we find things on the internet we've been scrolling through. We don't know how they've got into our phone, but somehow they have. So
it's a great summary.
Very good.
Especially for the ones I've got.
I actually don't even know how it works. Anyway, it is all good. The one that keeps popping up on mine at the moment is this fad of like pure eating, like the only eating meat and like the I think they're called like, is it Pure Boys?
Is that like the Liver King type of guy?
Yeah, like he's only eating meat and like fats and like no carbs and all that type of stuff. And like all it must have been to say is like fucking grow up. You obviously don't have a wife and kids that you have to feed. Like slaving away over fucking like hamburger fucking patties all day long. Kids aren't eating that sort of shit.
Anyway. Kids don't eat hamburger patties.
No, yeah, well they need something else to eat rather than just fucking meat and five eggs.
Yeah. What about a sausage on bread?
Oh, I ate one of them on the weekend.
I bet you did.
I had to vote for the election and that came out.
You've got to do a postal. It's a no-brainer.
For the sausage sizzle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll be Coles. Yeah,
and then they mail you a Coles voucher. Yeah, so you get one in return so you can go buy your own sausage and bread.
Oh, I don't know why they got me so bad. I got nearly had heart palpitations. Didn't that Liver King guy end up being no good or something?
No, he just ate so many steroids. He said he never had steroids and then it came out that he was spending like 16 grand a month on steroids or something like that.
Well, and that's the thing. So, I'm eating so pure, none of this toxin in my body, and I'll go out and Saturday night and fucking throw MDMA down their throat. Like,
what if Liver King did that necessarily?
No, but other blokes.
Some people obviously do that.
Honestly, that's
each to their own.
They're all wonderful people.
Hypocrisy 101.
That's fair.
That is fair. Okay. Well, my feed's a little bit different.
Well, you are a vegan, so.
It would be weird if that was the same.
Now, that actually is very good gear if you know the backstory of Skid being a vegan and what Cody's just talked about. Yes. In which case, I'm designating that as our pilot pun of the week.
Come on.
And it just wasn't that hard, was it? But it could be.
It certainly is at the moment.
Pilot.com.
That's kind of weird, Donna.
It's going to be good to put up as a brand and post that.
Why are you sitting there with a heart on?
That's what they do, I guess. Okay. Great segment.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. So the content.
Is this table a bit hot?
why does my can keep rolling down towards Mickers?
Please stop.
Back on track.
No one fucking cares, mate.
Right.
They couldn't give a rat's what we say.
Okay. Thank you, Gertie. Great.
What do you got to give?
Okay, so I've been seeing these videos of this guy who records like really high quality, almost ASMR type audio from like out in the world. I guess the type of thing, if you were doing like Foley for a music or Foley sound for movies. You know how they make those.
What is Foley? Apart from obviously when you're serving.
Rather serving.
You know how like in a movie, if someone's running through the grass, they'll have a sound designer who like, I don't know, scrunches leaves or something to make it sound like the foot's hitting the ground.
Is that
like
called Foley sound?
Yeah, it's called Foley sound. So I guess this stuff would be useful for that. So he's just got these crazy microphones and he just like goes and puts them on like like moss in the rainforest or a tree or something like that. Or he had one where he broke a hole in a frozen lake and put the microphone in under that. And it's just like the most satisfying stuff. You can just hear everything that's happening in this frozen lake.
Wait, the mic goes in it and you just hear what is happening in a frozen lake.
I don't know. Like bubbles, the rain, there's like rain landing on top of the lake. You can hear like every single raindrop. It's pretty unreal.
What's the guy's
Chase, I think. Oh, no. Yeah, don't. No, Charles Rose, I want to say.
Okay.
And anyways, I think we've got one on a sound button. This is one Dave, Charles Rose. Yeah, definitely his name. This is one from a tree, I believe.
Wait, so that's inside a tree?
Apparently.
There's a lot happening in there.
Yeah.
Sounds like a giant eating an apple.
Well, that tree's got a lot of termites.
So, yeah, that's what I've been watching. It's
cool. On, Skin. That was folly useful to know.
Okay.
Did they wrap that in owl folly?
Yeah. I've had some for quite a long time where I've had like the pimple popping and blackheads and that. But one that's been making a serious appearance in my algorithm is the...
Wait, you
it's
watched...
On, no, it's on the same kind of direction, trend.
Yeah, sure.
Ear cleaning. Like wax.
Fucked, Michael.
I know.
Wait, I think I've got this before. Is it where they like that proper like rinse out your ear, all the wax comes out?
I've seen one where it's like almost like headphones with like water going into their ears and like stuff's going out and filling these like earphone looking things. And then like they'll go in, they've got a little camera and they're like scraping the earwax around the edge. And it's like, you can't look away really.
Yeah.
It's just good content.
I would find it quite simple to look away. Quite the contrary, I would have thought.
Would you ever do that?
I'll look elsewhere.
Yeah.
No, I kind of seen it and I'm like, I kind of want that done because I feel like I have quite a bit of earwax.
We should get a little kit on Amazon and
I don't know if I'd be keen on doing it myself.
Oh, sure, I can do it.
You do it. Yeah, you're a professional.
I trust makers.
Yeah, absolutely.
He knows how to do things.
Mine at the moment has really like chosen, I think it's the algorithm has mistakenly thought that I'm someone that can get on the tools. And I mean like the actual real tools, like hardware type of operation. I've got this bloke called the TikTok Inspector that keeps coming up. And have you seen this?
I think I know who this is.
He literally just goes with like a GoPro or his phone or whatever and goes around to new homes in Victoria.
Yeah.
And just finds like all the defects in the property. So he just goes around and I've got an example actually. I'll give you an audio grab.
How they've run the power.
Yeah, with some render tape. Do not render. Are you for real?
This is non-compliant.
Non-compliant.
Non-compliant rainheads. Non-compliant overflow. Non-compliant builder.
So this very bloke, good.
It's builders must hate him with a passion because he just goes around and he's like, yeah, pretty much just everything. He's like non-compliant, takes a photo, sends it to the owners. But it's like when I build-
He'd have lots of mates.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But when I build a house in 2080, I am definitely going to just walk around to the builders and say, hey, guys, this is non-compliant. I just feel probably like it's really helping my knowledge.
Yeah, okay. All right. Every couple of weeks, we like to give out a little friend of the show card to sort of thank and recognize the Chockies for their wonderful contributions. We've got these very high quality bottle openers.
They are nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many have we got left?
A couple thousand.
How many friend of the shows are there now? Official.
Yeah. I think we're up to the 32nd friend of the show. So, the bottle opener is quite exclusive. We also send out pogs with them. They are not as exclusive. We have millions of them.
And they still only hand out one at a time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, yeah, because they're, semi-exclusive. / Skin just said they're not exclusive. So exactly the opposite.
But yes, anyway, so we're up to friend of the show number 32. We've got an applicant who has sent in a few things over the years. Dawson, I believe his name is. Oh. So we'll try to get him on the phone.
Yeah, give him a call.
Howdy. Hello.
Hello. Hey, mate, how's it going?
Doing good. How are you boys?
Good as gold.
Well, how did you even know who we were? Because Skin didn't even introduce himself on the phone there.
Not many Australian accents come through my phone, so.
Yeah, right. No, I assumed that was the case. It was just a real giveaway. But no, obviously, we got the chocolates and you're a friend of the show, applicant. Thank you for being here.
great context.
Yeah, well, to make him feel welcome, mate.
Glad to be here. No, it's set up well.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I do this regularly. the old podcasting. Dawson, can we run through some of your answers, mate? You filled out an application form. You've given us some great content. Obviously, I was going to start with your favorite sporting moment, if that's all right.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Well, apparently, it's Bo Jackson breaking a baseball bat. Mm. Is that have I got that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's funny that it's his favorite sporting moment, but you have to go ahead. Yeah. I found that kind of weird. Yeah. But yeah, that's how I read
pretty
it.
Pretty much covered it, you know.
He broke out of his head, didn't he?
Right over his head. It was, I mean, it was a little crack beforehand, but there's something about just the raw power of a man with, you know, a lot of chemical influence. Just able to split one right down the middle.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Just a full moment.
Was he a scientist, was he?
Oh, yeah. Real upset on me. I mean, it was a close second with that. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen the bird hit by pitch moment, but it's also a beautiful moment.
Oh, crikey. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Dawson, is Bo Jackson, like, you know the movie, I believe it's Trouble with the Curve? Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Excellent. Well, this will be good. Be awesome. Clint Eastwood's in it. It's one of the great films. Have you seen it, Cody?
Trouble with the Curve.
I'm more of a Clint Eastwood guy when it comes to his Western stuff, man. Got me on the wrong loop.
So sorry. All right, let's forget that because that's going to be that's a difficult question for you to answer, unfortunately. Dawson, can I just ask, I'm detecting just a slight US accent in your voice potentially. Is that astute of me?
That is absolutely astute of you. So, yeah, I'm honored to be able to speak in with like the Muhammad Ali of would-be Eastern Australian sports and comedy podcasts over here, but you made it across the pond, so feeling good.
Excellent. I love that. And he's from Minnesota, actually, Gody. And you were telling me about those small soft drink cans. Yeah.
We got real small drinks up here. It's difficult.
It's a similar joke to what I made, but I like that you went with that, Dawson. That's nice. Yeah. That's you just translated it for our US audience. I like what you've done there.
Yeah.
Had to.
Crikey. Okay, Dawson, you also left us your favorite joke in the application, if you can remember that.
Oh, can you deliver this, Dawson? This is a belter.
Yeah, for sure. So basically Usher, Prince, and Michael Jackson are trying to solve a murder. Off the get-go, Usher says, "All right, boys, I think it's time for us to start looking for some Prince." Michael Jackson acutely goes, "Well, he's right there." Usher says, "No, fingerprints." Michael Jackson responds, "Gladly."
That's what we said.
Yeah, it's like delayed reaction there.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's so good. He was like, it's not my favorite, but just off the top of my noggin, this is what I'm going on. That is a very good one to have off the top of your noggin.
That's strong. Well done. Well done.
Appreciate it, boys. Y'all set us high standard. You've had 250 episodes. I mean, coming up on the 200th, actually. I had to make sure to make you a joke here.
Yeah, that was not one that we've ever used, I don't think. So well done, Dawson. Yeah. That is phenomenal.
No, that's fresh. Well done. And, mate, gave us a couple of must or dust topics as well. Getting to the airport early. Kingus?
Good. Must. Absolutely. No-brainer.
Couldn't disagree more.
Nickers is the same as me. It's a no-brainer.
I think it's overrated. The plane's not going to go without you.
It actually does. It's done on multiple occasions.
Oh, yeah, except those two times. Yeah, actually, it's gone without us.
Car's not charging.
It's such a must that my wife and I, the girl I'm getting to know, over at the airport overnight to make sure we were there on time.
What?
Probably dust. Yeah.
That seems slightly extreme.
Yeah.
What airport? was it even comfortable? Why would you do that?
It was outside the baggage claim on some plastic seats, the Sacramento airport in California. My buddy had a wedding out that way, and we had to fly home at like 6 a.m. And I had no way to get to the airport except for the night before. So we got there at 9 o'clock, and we're there the whole night.
Okay.
Crikey. Okay. Yeah, right.
And we made our flight, boys. It's that easy.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
sounds easy.
Imagine if you were there for 9 hours and you missed it.
You two would do that. You guys would fuck that up somehow.
Just happened to be getting a coffee as it's taken off.
I don't know if Dawson heard, but remember that story we told it before the podcast where the three of us were at the airport and the lady told us we'd missed our flight when we were looking at the plane. Yeah. It's like, nah, it's just there.
Yeah. Okay, well, you've missed that one.
Similar situation. My wife and I were having the same problem. We were sitting watching a movie on my phone and waiting for the boarding to start. All of a sudden, we're just sitting there and they're like, last call for the flight. We realized that we had been holding up the plane for 15 minutes, had no clue they had boarded the whole plane. We're sitting right in front of it.
Yeah, you two would do
that. Yeah, we would do that. We need to travel together, Dawson, I think. Yeah. We've got a lot in common.
That just happens to the best of them.
I'll gladly make my way out to the Brisbane area.
Christ. And Dawson, you mentioned a couple of favorite moments from our podcast as well that I wanted to ask you about. This quote I don't even remember. Apparently, Goaty said, you just got third place in an argument with only two people.
It feels like something he would say to me.
What is that all about?
I don't even remember the context. I just remember Goaty saying that specific phrase, and I've been using it ever since.
I feel like, actually...
It's a good one.
Yeah. On second thoughts, I think that could have been said to Mikus.
Surely.
It would have had to be just because having conversations with Mikus, sometimes he will actually like defeat himself in an argument or like talk himself in such a circle that you're like, okay, well, yeah, this is getting pretty hard to follow. Yeah.
So, I reckon it might have been when we did the hypothetical.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe. Like,
I got third place and it was pretty much me talking to myself.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great quote.
Don't underestimate the 10,000 rats, boys.
That's true.
I'm not.
And then your other favourite moment you said was at 160 where Skin didn't know who Tom Jones was. And then Goaty was saying, it's not unusual you don't know who Skin. And we were all just sitting there staring at Skin. He's like, had no idea what was going on.
It just spoke into who Skin is perfectly along that line. It was the first, your guys' like first t-shirt sale. You're like, oh, Tom Jones. And then you start cracking some jokes and Skin's just lost.
It's pretty much one of the great things about this podcast, we think, Dawson. So I'm hoping that you share that point of view.
Absolutely.
All right. No, well, thank you very much, mate. Thank you for your application and for being friend of the show. I think we're happy to award that one to you. Number 32, you'll be pleased to know. So congratulations. Very exclusive.
Yeah. I'm cracking a beer as we speak in celebration.
Well, okay. You can't yet because you haven't got your bottle open.
It's a can. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we'll be in contact, mate. Oh, we'll get your address and send it over to you in the next 4 to 6 business years, obviously.
Take care. Cheers, boys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, mate.
We are finishing with the Slogo game.
Slogo Brands will give you the line and you guess the company. There's a strong chance that everyone will do this well except me.
Oh, faded the wrong one. Yeah, there is a strong chance that everyone will do this well except me, and that's mainly because I'm running the game now, so I don't actually even guess. So that makes it easier. I don't go as badly in the game anymore.
Nice.
But I've chosen good ones for you today. Very simple game. I'll play a slogan. You tell me what company uses it and whether they're great people or not.
They all are.
Now, this one does require you to buzz in. It might not necessarily be the slogan that the company uses. It might just be something that they ran with like a nice ad.
Clip from an ad or
nice
something
ad,
like that.
A clip from an ad, something like that, yeah. So just be aware of that as well. I've tried to progressively make them harder.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, so buzzers, what are we with?
Girdle.
Albert.
Barley.
Nice. You guys are good at that. Well done. Yeah. All right.
That's all I'll be good at.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sound number one.
Not too heavy, not
Goatle.
Too
light. Not too heavy, not too light. It's just right.
That is correct. And just I do this every time. Let me get to a correcting. Bang.
Holy
one
shit.
To Goatle.
I don't even know what that was still.
Just right. Like the cereal. Oh, as a clue, topic, they're all breakfast items.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah. I mean, actually, it wouldn't have helped. It actually Goatle, wouldn't have
well
helped.
Done. You get half a point for that one because you did it without the clue.
Yeah. Should I get 1.5 then, you fuckwit?
Oh, yeah.
That's the old bite to get one.
That would not have helped, let's be honest. I do think we should handicap Goaty. So he should start 2 seconds
No, I don't want it because he'll still get it and we'll look worse. It
seems slightly extreme, Skin. We can probably... Oh, right. Yeah.
Just make him wait for the buzzer.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Number two.
Goatle.
Bye.
Tip top's the one. Good on ya, mum.
I would have got that. So if you had tip 2 seconds.
So that's bread, so you can eat it for breakfast.
And they are tip top people, if you know what I'm saying.
Mingus, what do you put in a toaster?
Bread.
Oh, nice. Mingus.
I think I'm some kind of idiot.
No, sorry. What do cows drink?
Obviously, water. Oh, my.
All right. Goatle, did I give you a correct ding there, Goatle?
You don't need to. I've got it in my head.
Oh, okay. Sorry. sound number three. Here you are.
Just like a chocolate.
Barley.
Oh.
Cocoa Pops.
That is indeed Cocoa Pops. Fuck. Well done. And that's Goatle out to a 3-0 lead.
I'm genuinely on Perth time over here.
Would you have that's got weird. That one eventually?
Yeah.
All right. I think the next two are very hard. Hence, I've chosen them.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Here I've been going so well, though.
Just to confirm, 3 to Goatle, 0 to both you two.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Glad you confirmed.
Here we go.
Nutritious energy, low GI.
Albert. That's Milo, isn't it?
That is indeed Milo skin. Very well
and
done.
And that's 2 points.
Oh, how the heck have
that
you
is
got
good
that?
Skin.
Oh, well, remember that ad. That
remember, my mum gives me Milo to go and go and go.
That's the one.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go and go and go. Well done, because they're actually not a sponsor yet. But when they are, that will be good to have in. All right. So, Skin, well done. You're on the board. Last one is worth double points for everyone except Goaty. So here we go.
Triple for Mickus.
Triple for Mickus. Does he need that? First clue is quite tough.
Gaston! Did you bring a spoon?
Barley.
Oh, okay.
I've got no idea. Cornflakes.
Well done. No.
Obviously.
It's not cornflakes. It's a very tough first clue. I think the second clue quite easy, but I just thought I'd give everyone a crack to get it in.
Did you bring a spoon?
Did you bring a spoon? Something that you would eat with a spoon, so it's not bread.
I'll have a crack for the sake of it. Well Fruit
done.
Loops.
Well done, Skin. That's incorrect.
Nice.
No. Go, did you want one guess?
Nesquik cereal.
Well done. No. Also wrong.
Okay.
I should probably stop saying well done in case it's confusing. But yeah, no, you're all wrong. Second clue. Same company.
Okay.
Did you know that means French for you?
Go to Petit Yum Yogurt.
What?
Your play, yogurt.
That is indeed what correct.
What is that? And why is this kid just dropping F-bombs in the middle of their ad?
They did it. That's us bleeping out the name of the company, you goose. It kind of ruins the game if it's like...
Petit Yum Yogurt. Oh, what is it?
Not too heavy, not too light, just right. What is it?
Kellogg's.
The kid's not swearing. Godel, you have very much got the chocolates in that game. I think 4-1 was actually your...
There's three people played there, mate.
Winning score. 4-1.
Zero.
Oh, sorry.
You've never lost that game, have you?
I doubt it.
Slow go game. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. Okay. Unless he plays it with his other friends, because you guys are never going to beat him.
That's probably one of the first times I've gotten one right, I reckon.
Yeah. I think I've ever got one right.
Yeah. Well, you would have got one right there.
Yeah. Well,
you had a guess about Yoplait, would you say, for that? Cornflakes. You're not that far off.
I was going to say yogurt after it went around, and I was like, I think it's yogurt, because the spoon thing, it kind of...
The little tiny tubs are about this big.
Yeah, I know them well.
And then they used to say, like, it's French for yum. Yep. But then they got, actually, I'm pretty sure, here's interesting facts for you. I'm pretty sure they got sued because it wasn't actually French for yum.
Are you sure it was sued or were they buried?
Why buried?
I don't know. It's just another name.
It could have been any name.
If you just do that gag where they insert name here.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. I see. How about I insert the name of the person who sent us in a
glad
tweet
you said
this
that. Week. Yes.
I'll insert this.
Continue, Skin.
Tweet of the week. It wasn't actually sent in to us. It was just found on Twitter, I suppose. Or X, I should say.
It's fucking Twitter.
Which I've got a sound for.
Fuck.
What's that?
It's a record scratch, which is like if an X was drawn across a record, it would be scratched, therefore sound effect.
Great. Great.
And by that, I mean it just came on the roadcaster. Oh, that's disgusting.
You only what?
It was loaded onto the roadcaster.
Oh, Elon, what are you doing? No. Not here, Elon.
Oh, dearie me.
Wonderful. Okay. Anyways, the old
celery juice.
Yeah, the old tweet. Nope. It's from Dave. Dave posted the tweet.
Which Dave? That Dave?
No, different Dave. Nah.
Okay.
Different Dave. I thought you'd get a chuckle out of it, Goaty. It's sort of like a very positive style of parenting. Dave said, my son handed me a picture he'd painted today. Uh-huh. I asked him what it was. He said, it's our house. I walked him outside and asked, do you see how it absolutely isn't?
It's disappointing.
They got to learn at some stage.
They do.
They really do.
You know?
Well, I like it. That's parenting 101. Well done.
Yeah. I would just love to see you guys like with a child for like 24-hour period.
Yeah,
it'd be fucking like, it'd be carnage.
Or a house. I'd take either.
Yeah.
Don't take children. It's a rule of thumb. Yeah. Don't just go take child.
I'd take one, not yeah.
What, one child?
No, just one house. Oh. Or two houses. It's up to you. If Meriton's looking to get on board.
Unlock your doors, please.
Yeah, that's probably we have the right way to getting their support, spraying them. Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We would love you to get in contact with us this week and send a question in on the chalk line. Again, that's wegotthechocolates.com.au. We've got a Listen to the Chocks Listen to the Chocks segment coming up. So we're happy to respond to just whatever question you ask. Might be a hypothetical. Mingus loves those.
One of the great jingles, Listen to the Chocks too.
Yep. I think it's because I only say one word. So that's your homework for this week. We'd just love to have some stuff to answer in that Listen to the Chocks segment. I think that would be very, very exciting.
Agreed.
Excellent. Great contribution all round. Well done, Skin.
Yep.
Perfect. Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you listen here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumped.
Love you.
Love you.